Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, music from Creedence Clearwater Revival, John Fogerty and Company, and that's called Graveyard Train. Running a little bit behind today, we apologize to all of our faithful listeners. Already heard from a few of you via text message wanting to know, Sports Talk Live gone? Well, no, we're just running a little behind today. This program is brought to you this time of year, every Thursday, by our friends at People's Bank. Of course, during the fall when we've got football and, well, football going on, it's every Tuesday and Thursday. But we do want to thank our friends at People's Bank. And I do want to apologize to our hosts, Jason and Ronnie. I was pretty sure they were out there in the car just listening to Paul Feinbaum today or something, but they insist they were not doing that. So what's going on, guys?
Same old. Welcome, Jay, to the show.
That's right.
Tell everybody.
I'm glad I'm here.
But, hey, he's the owner of the station.
That's right.
So he can do whatever he wants to.
He makes the rules.
That's it. We just play by.
That's exactly right. There's no problem here.
We will have a little different show today, Ronnie. Dan, the man, unable to join us, getting ready for March Madness.
Right around the corner, too.
Campus Insider making him work a little late today.
Yeah, make him earn his money.
You know what those of us who are not big fans of March Madness call this time of year?
No idea.
Rerun season.
Rerun.
Come on now.
Can't believe you're not a March Madness fan.
Well, you know, I'm not a real big fan of the things that the president are real big fans of.
So, yeah.
You know, when making out your brackets,
anyway. Yeah, that's important stuff, you know. I don't think I would put much validity in what his bracket is.
No.
I've seen him play. He's terrible.
He's probably a better basketball player than he is a president.
But he's an awful basketball player, too.
I wonder what he's going to do when he retires. I mean, I'm sure he won't wind up on the Supreme Court.
Oh, sure. Well, I guess that's his plan. Anyway.
I hope.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Chris will be joining us about 3 or 4 minutes from now, so we're getting a late start. So he'll
Chris Andrews.
Right in. Yeah. No telling what we'll talk about
that's
today.
Right.
So it's just open, free range.
That's right. That's right.
We'll hit him with something.
Chris Andrews out in Reno, Nevada.
Ronnie will have a rundown of the Final Four in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, we'll
I nearly said Tuscaloosa.
You
many years
did.
As that has been, it still wants to come out of my mouth, Tuscaloosa.
And I still, in many ways, I wish it was still in Tuscaloosa, too, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, progress, and, you know, when it used to be, Jason, originally, you know, it used to be split, you know, Auburn and in Tuscaloosa both. That was the boys, and then the girls, they played, if you remember, years ago, they used to play the girls' tournament up here at Snead. The girls' state tournament used to be at Snead. Sure did.
Hmm.
And then when girls' basketball, continued to grow and get bigger and bigger and bigger, they outgrew that place, and then the plans were put in motion to move the tournament to Birmingham, put the girls and boys together, and, you know, it's been that way ever since. I guess it's probably been that way for now. I don't know. I would guess,
but been a long time.
15, 18 years, something like that. Maybe even longer than that. I really don't know.
Our AM Live guy is chiming in here and blowing up my text messages, reminding me to remind y'all that y'all have stuff to give away.
Yes, sir, we do.
We do?
That's the first time I do of it, too. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was kind enough, Tommy, kind enough to donate 2 tickets to the outdoor show over in Oneonta this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So. We'll come up with a way to give those away.
I got you.
I have seen a little information on that. That looks like a heck of a show. And, you know, the weather forecast makes it look like it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
You're right. It's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. What is it, like an outdoor expo?
That's right. So if you're a member of the Coleman Chamber of Commerce or a Coleman business community, just close yours for a second. So mass exodus of Coleman to Blount County this weekend.
I've been to a few of those expos. They're good.
Yeah.
Gun show, outdoor stuff. I'm sure we'll find out more about it as the show goes on, but right now I think we need to take a break. So.
Okay.
Well,
whatever you say.
You're the man. We'll be back. Sports Talk Live.
I'm going to have to find that song. Isn't there a song about, you know, he's the man or something? Yeah. I'm going to go looking on that after the break. So.
I don't ever get to hear that.
Nobody can do the thing like I do. Nobody can do the thing.
Here at Coleman, there's at least 2 things I know we enjoy. Eating and helping others. And now, we get to do both. I'm Tommy Warhurst from the Coleman Lions Club. Our annual Fish and Ham Dinner is coming up Saturday, March 5th. here's your chance to enjoy a great meal and help local charities at the same time. Eat in, carry out, or take advantage of our drive-thru service. Great food at a great price for great causes. Get your tickets now from any Coleman Lions Club member. For more information, call 735-6413. The Coleman Lions Club Fish and Ham Dinner, Saturday, March 5th at the Coleman Middle School Cafeteria. Sponsored by the Coleman Lions Club. We serve. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Back with you, Sports Talk Live, Thursday afternoon, on a cool Thursday afternoon, running.
It is here.
Hey, I bet it's not where our man with the plan,
that's
Chris,
right,
is. Chris, welcome to Sports Talk Live. How are you, my man?
It's okay out here. It's about 60 degrees. We're doing all right.
Oh, you're a little warmer than we are here. Hey, Chris, I got to know, did you go see Hillary or Bernie Sanders or any of those guys, you know, since the primary. Thank you.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I did. I went to see one of those.
Wow.
I don't want to get painted into a political corner.
Oh, no. We don't care.
You open your mouth, half the people hate you automatically. You know?
Yeah, that's it.
We won't, that's for sure. I thought about you the other day when they were out there. I said, what if Chris is there?
I'm kind of a political guy, so
yeah.
I followed pretty closely. Yeah,
I hear
I
you.
Really did. I had a lot of fun with it.
Well, good. Hey, speaking of that, my boys, they called the other day and said, hey, they had tickets. Trump's going to be in Huntsville, Alabama. And they have tickets to go see Trump. Not that they're necessarily supporting Trump, but it's just the fact that, hey, this is somebody we've seen on TV before, so they want to go see if they can get in and see Trump. So,
well, he's an entertaining guy, but I'll tell you what, if you guys were fans of the USFL, I mean, he sunk that league. He loved that league. You know what I mean? I've got to hold that against him. So what? I love that league. He's had a pretty good team down there, the Birmingham Stallions.
The Stallions.
That squad.
They were good. You're right. Haven't heard that name in a while, the USFL, but I enjoyed it. You know, there were some big-time players.
I loved it.
Absolutely, but you're right.
Yeah, Reggie White come out of there, Steve Young, Jim Kelly. Joe Cribbs.
Absolutely.
So some pretty good ball players.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and I know we're just throwing stuff out, but did Herschel play in USFL?
Oh, yeah. Herschel played 3 years. He played for Trump. He played for the New Jersey Generals.
That's right. You're exactly right. Herschel Walker also played in the USFL. Yeah.
Hey, Chris,
yeah, there's a lot of good players come out of that.
Right.
Speaking of big names and playing, what about our man, Johnny Manziel? The Browns now saying they haven't officially cut him, but he's all but done in Cleveland. Is that more or less your take on it?
I would assume so. You know, Hugh Jackson came in there. He really wanted to put up shop, and I think that Johnny was probably one of the more obvious ones. So I think he's gone. Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of names out there that have a lot of big question marks. RG3, another big name, showed some flashes, certainly. Got some question marks around him. I don't know. I think it's going to be a really interesting offseason once the actual season ends and some things start maneuvering around. I think it's going to be pretty good.
Chris, if you're a general manager for, let's say, club XYZ, and Johnny Manziel available, do you even take a chance on him, or is he too far gone for your liking?
You know, I don't think he's too far gone. He's too young, I would say. You know, I think that I think you'd have to get in and probably do some of the things like his dad said. You know, make sure he goes through rehab. If he goes through rehab and comes out of there, the kid does have a ton of talent. But I would have a bunch of contingencies, and that would be number one. But
right.
your father thought you needed to go to rehab. You know, I can't trump your father. Can you go in there and do that? And if you do, we'll come out. I mean, it could mean several million dollars to you. But can you go and make that commitment for whatever it is, 30 days or 60 days? And if he were to do that successfully, I'd give him a shot. I think the kid's got some real talent.
Oh, know? Yeah.
But he'd have to go through that for me to make any kind of commitment.
Yeah. The thing I heard, or not heard, read, was that possibly the Cowboys may have some interest in him, or they did have some interest, and maybe they were backing away from it now. I mean, you know, again, that's just what I have read.
Yeah, that's what I read, too. They had some interest, but are kind of backing away. You know, of course, they're going to let Greg Hardy go once the official season is over. And I think that experiment failed, and I don't think they want to get into one of those things again. But, you know, Manziel has that kind of potential both on the upside and the downside. So it'd be very interesting to see, because I think Jerry Jones really loved the guy and wanted him badly a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But, of course, a lot of things have changed since then.
I tell you what, you know, Dallas Cowboys have always been known as America's team, but if you put Hardy and Manziel both on that team, I don't know how well that's going to work out for you.
Yeah, I mean, that Hardy thing was really bad, but Manziel, believe it or not, is even more visible, you know, for whatever reason. I think that could really backfire on him. But we keep saying that Jerry Jones just keeps adding a zero to his net worth every day. You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I would trade problems with Jerry Jones any day. You know, did you guys read that article from Don Van Natta like a year ago by Jones?
No, I didn't.
I don't know if it was in ESPN. The one thing that was hilarious to me, so he's talking about he's out of school and he's hustling around. His before he owned the Cowboys, you know, and he had his oil company going. He says, I was dead broke, and I had an opportunity to buy a Picasso for $1 million.
Yeah.
And I somehow scrounged up the money and bought it. And my first thought is, man, our definitions of dead broke are way different.
Yeah.
That I can tell you.
I can describe. I can tell you what dead broke is, and I'm accurate with it, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, are you following the combines any? Talking about real football players.
Yeah, I'm following it a little bit, sure, yeah.
What are your thoughts on Ronnie's main man?
Derrick Henry.
His numbers were absurd.
I didn't see his numbers. I just saw the headline. His measurements or whatever were absurd. I think they said he came in at 247 pounds, and that's not fat either, might I add. That's just pure man.
Like we are.
Yeah.
I was reading the story today. Yeah, it's pretty close to my weight. Probably not all muscle either. But he was one of the big question marks. And, you know, it really is kind of an interesting dynamic when you look at it. You look at a guy like Herschel Walker on my head, Jerome Bettis, you know, who was about 5'11".
Yep.
And when you saw him in the huddle, I mean, even Ben Roethlisberger was 6 inches taller than him, you know, but obviously he was an extremely effective running back, you know, but short, and you kind of squirt through holes and that sort of thing. And then you saw a guy like Eric Dickerson, who from a whole generation ago, you know, was a completely different back. You know, I think there's a lot of question marks around Henry, and I'm not sure which way it's going to go right now. They're talking about a lot of different things there.
Yeah. Again, you know, we've all watched him play. Chris, and I know you have too. I mean, he is a phenom as far as a physical-looking specimen. But, you know, is he going to be able to translate what he did in college to the pro game? And there's so many of those, you know, NFL running backs that were stars in college that it never panned out for him. And Alabama's got another one in Trent Richardson, who, when he was at Alabama, gosh, he was a beast. And for whatever reason, it has never worked out for him in the NFL.
Yeah, I saw the Ravens were looking to sign him. But he was another guy who I was high on coming out of school, and I thought he'd be a Jerome Bettis type. He's kind of a short guy, squat to the ground, and I thought would really fit in well, you know, practically with any NFL offense, but, you know, obviously has not been the case. You know, there's a lot of questions about Henry, and you know, I'm just very glad that I'm not an NFL scout scouting some of these running backs, because I think it's really difficult to put your finger on exactly who fits and who doesn't. Like I said, Richardson I thought would be a slam dunk.
Right.
I would think Henry would too, but, you know, I guess some guys are having questions because he runs a little tall, and, you know, that your knees and your ankles get vulnerable. And, you know, even the best of these guys, you know, they last till about 30 and that's it. You know, so, I think that's probably the question mark around Henry. But of course, like you said earlier, Ronnie, I mean, he's all muscle.
Right.
You know, at 247, you don't see him being a fragile guy, but sometimes that muscle doesn't translate, to your joints. You know, as a matter of fact, it could even be kind of a hindrance because your joints are carrying too much weight and there's too much torque on them.
Right.
You know, but all that's kind of a little bit above my pay grade, so I really don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Chris, the league has changed so much, you know, that used to be, at least in my opinion, a high premium on a great running back that everybody wanted him. And now, you know, running backs, you know, they're talking about Derrick Henry, probably a second round draft pick. But, you know, years ago, your running backs would go early in the draft. But, you know, it's a whole different league now. Would you say, I'll ask you a question here, Chris, if you have a great running back or a great receiver, what would you say is the trend now of an NFL club? Which one are they going to take? And I know it depends on their need, but
yeah, I think they got to lean to a receiver. Well, first of all, the longevity, like I talked about. The other thing, a running back. I mean, one of the first things that they look at when they're talking about running backs is how do they fit in the passing game, and that includes number one, can they catch the ball? And number two, can they pass protect?
Right.
And that almost eliminates you. I think I mentioned on your show here, the young man played here at the University of Nevada. I got to know him a little bit. Like a nice kid, a smart kid, no problems, no nothing. Stephon Jefferson. Kid gained 1,800 yards his senior season, or his last year. He went out a year early, which we all tried telling him not to do.
But, right.
But he went out a year early. But anyway, he gained 1,800 yards. He was about, you know, about 6 foot stretching, and I'd say more like 5'11", and about 195 pounds, something like that. And he didn't get drafted, went to a couple different camps, and I'm not sure he even put pads on. You know, they just looked at him and they said, son, you're not going to be able to protect our quarterback. And that was it. End of story. I mean, you know, you got $20 million invested in a quarterback. You can't have some 190-pound guy back there who you don't believe can block. Is you know, he's like the last door for them to go through on a blitz package. You know,
right.
So you really need that guy to be able to pass protect, and that's not just size. A lot of it is awareness and quickness and things like that. So I think that's a big question mark that comes into play, and one that they have to have positively answered, or they're not going to draft that kid.
Right. Hey, Chris, let me ask you this, and you may know this. If you don't, that's okay. Those players that are drafted in the NFL, what round does it cut off as far as having a guaranteed contract? Or is there such thing as that?
Well, there is such a thing, but I'd just be guessing. I don't know. I think it's second round, but
Sure. Well, that's exactly what I was thinking was, you know, if you can go the first couple of rounds, you're going to be sitting pretty, but after that, you know, it can be questionable. Your money certainly drops.
Well, your money drops, and you know, like I'm just using Stephon, who's now coaching at some small school, and I think he'll have a good life for himself. But I always just tried to tell him, I said, listen, You know, you're a little guy. If you make it to 30 in the NFL, right, it'll be a miracle.
Right.
You know, so you better get your education. And I think he did. He was a good, smart kid. So I think he did.
Right. So, like I said, have you heard anything about, you know, anybody that has impressed, you know, the scouts as far as during the combine or anything? Because I really haven't kept up with that too much.
Well, you always hear, like, two sides of every story. Cause I sure. think a lot of these guys are playing a little poker, too. You know, but Goff, the quarterback out of California.
Yes.
I think a lot of guys are high on him. But I think they think his hands are a little... That's become like a big thing.
That I saw that. Yeah.
You know? his hand size is a little small, and they think he needs to put on about 10 pounds of muscle. And from what I've seen, well, I don't know about the hand size, but I did think that he needs to put on a little some weight, and you know, preferably muscle, of course.
Right.
And God, the guy's name escapes me. The kid out of North Dakota State, the quarterback, is it Cody something?
Yes, and I watched him play Jacksonville State.
That kid's pretty good.
He is. Is he not the top rated quarterback coming out?
Some guys are saying that he should be.
Yeah.
You know, he should be the number one quarterback. You know, the kid Paxton Lynch out of Memphis, he dropped a little bit, not so much with the combine, but with the season. He didn't finish real strong, and a lot of guys thought that maybe, well, if he couldn't take a beating, you know, in the Conference USA, what chance is he going to have taking a beating in the NFL? And I think that's a legitimate gripe to have. The other one was Christian Hackenberg. You know, I'm a Penn State guy, so I'm really rooting for Hackenberg. His hand size came in small today, too. So, you know, I don't know what all these things mean.
Chris, what is a good hand size?
Nine and a half.
What is a good hand size?
That was too small.
So okay, I was just seeing Derrick Henry's is 8 3/4 inches. So.
What does that mean?
I don't have any idea.
What was it again?
I could get real dirty with this if I wanted to.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to stay away from it. It's all over the news today.
You better let that go.
I started to bring something else up and ask you, you know, you knew about bringing your middle finger back to the palm of your hand.
Just to remind y'all, I am still tuned in, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. Hey, change it. Let's change the subject. Hey, college football, Butch Jones. What do you think is up with Butch Jones and the comments supposedly made, didn't make? I don't know. What do you think?
The comments got him a whole 8 yards. No, I'm kidding.
You know, I didn't follow it that closely until, like, a lot of the Peyton Manning stuff came out, which I think is probably what that lawyer was intending when he brought Manning back up after 20 years. But the kid, the wide receiver that helped the girl, you know, I'd heard a little bit about that, and it seems like he did get jumped a couple times by his own teammates.
Yeah. That seems to be the trend.
You know, you know, that's pretty bad. And then, you know, Jones coming out and saying you were a traitor, especially to the team. You know, I heard, you know, and again, I'm not a lawyer, but one of the affidavits said that the kid said that Jones did say that, and another one, and he was either, he didn't say that, when, and like I said, either that was by omission,
sure,
or he, I don't know if he blatantly said that Jones did not say that. So I think there's a lot of smoke. I don't know about fire, but there's a little bit of smoke. But, you know, I heard a lot of guys defending Jones and saying, you know, you can't, you shouldn't fire a guy just on some allegation, all that.
Right.
And, you know, for the most part, I say that's true. But, you know, we've talked about it on this show a couple of times. You know, you sign up for a job for, you're making $4 or $5 million a year.
That's right.
And, you know, you're the face of the university and you're supposed to be leading young men, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you're held to a different standard. You know, it's not, you're not just pumping gas at the gas station. You know, this is a high profile job. And if you're going to be one of those, if you step into that, then you got to understand what you're stepping into. And the rewards are great, but sometimes the downside could be great too. So, you know, I'd like to see this run's course. I don't know enough to condemn Jones at this point or to vindicate him, but I'd like to see it run its course. But I think it's kind of shaky, and if they If he did say that to some kid that, you know, listen, helped a girl that got raped.
Right, exactly.
That makes you a traitor. I mean, listen, like I said, I got a couple of boys. I got a couple of daughters, too.
Right.
And I would sure hate to see them in that situation. And I would pat the kid on the back that helped my daughter. You know, God forbid, were they ever in a situation like that.
Absolutely. You know, that... whether he did say it, whether he didn't say it, you know, that's neither, that has yet to be determined, I guess. But, you know, there's already some damage done to Butch Jones just by the accusation, you know, especially with the times we live in today and, you know, the stuff that went on with Ray Rice and then, you know, kind of a different thing was, Peterson, you know, with his son. So, you know, this is on the forefront of people's, you know, minds, especially with the NFL, because, you know, it's looked really bad for them. So it just doesn't look good for Butch Jones at all. I mean, I'm not saying he's guilty, but it just doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't. And Butch Jones's his forte has been recruiting, and I think this got to hurt you in the recruiting ranks. You know, I think other coaches certainly going to bring something like this up and say what you know, say to a parent.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of character does this man have? You're going to let this man watch over your son and be a second father to your boy for the next 4 years when he's shown that kind of character? You know, I know if I was an opposing coach, I would throw that out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of these kids, you know, their moms are not going to forget that either.
Right. Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
When you break it down, that's where the decision is made. That's what mama wants.
I mean, mama carries a lot of weight because we all know if mama's not happy, there's nobody going to be happy.
And I hope mama's listening to this,
truth,
too.
Good Lord.
So, but, you know, it's not a good situation. It doesn't sound good. You know, whether it's true or not, it just leaves, you know, a bad, tarnished image for Butch. And maybe it's just a short-term thing. But, you know, if he's guilty of these accusations, you know, there may be some pretty serious consequences for it.
Yeah, I believe there will be. If they prove to be guilty, I'm, you know, I don't know if they fire him quickly or they give him a season or.
Right.
But I think the writing would be on the wall for Jones. And let's, listen, if he wins the SEC next year, probably a lot of this would be forgiven.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Right or wrong, it would be forgiven. You
hey,
know.
Chris,
right or wrong.
Let's get out the round ball. I know it's not one of your favorite subjects, but a team out your way making news all over the nation, a little team known as Golden State, or Golden right now, 51-5. Do they break the Chicago Bulls' all-time winning record?
Well, it's funny. My wife's, you know, her dad was a big Golden State fan, so we watch them quite a bit. And I'm saying, truth, I watch them. I can't believe they lost five games.
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
that's my first thought. Who beat them five times?
You're right.
Jeez. I'll tell you. I mean, they are really good. And you know, Steph Curry gets most of the accolades, and well, he should. But I mean, they're far from a one man team. I mean, you know, they got a lot of depth. They play good defense. I mean, they just do so many things right. You know, they're well coached, and I think they have like their right attitude. You know, with Kerr in there, you know, they know that it's serious. Everything's serious, of course, but they don't take it too serious. You know, and I think the other thing that Kerr's really done a great job of, and well, and Luke Walton before him.
That's right.
You know, they're not overplaying these guys. I'm just pulling up the numbers right here. You know, Draymond Green, he leads the team in minutes, 34 minutes a game. You know, so I mean, they should be fairly well rested come the playoffs.
Absolutely.
You get guys like Andrew Bogut, 21 minutes a game. Sean Livingston, 19 minutes. You know, Curry Thompson and Green, of course, are going to be the leading minute guys. You know, Harrison Barnes, 29 minutes. It's like they spread it around pretty good. So, they're going to be awful tough to beat. I mean, listen, we've all watched sports our whole lives. We know that crazy things can happen in a series or in a game or anything like that. But I think they're going to be awfully tough to beat. And right now I've seen that they've gone to the favorite to beat the Chicago Bulls record.
Wow.
So, and I can see why. Like I said, I find it hard to believe they lost five games.
That's right.
Hey, and I think that most people, I know I had forgot about, is San Antonio sitting far behind them. What a record they have, and nobody's talking about the Spurs because of the year Golden State's having.
Well, you know, I mean, it's understandable. A lot of times you're running second to a great team, and you get you do get overlooked. I mean, that one game, Golden State beat them by like 30, I think, something like that. So I think that kind of quieted down a little bit of momentum that was building behind the Spurs. But I'm looking up here now. Spurs have only 9 losses, and boy, that's another team that gets well rested, well coached. And I know Golden State beat them by 30, like I said, but that's going to be very hard to maintain. In a 7-game series, Pop will make his adjustments, and that'll be a lot tougher way to go than that one 30-point game. I promise you that.
Right. You know, I don't know if there's a more dominant professional football or professional club of any kind over the last, we'd say 10 years than what San Antonio Spurs have been. I mean, they have been absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, it's them and the Patriots. I mean, that's about it, really.
That's right.
They're there every year, and, they might win it, they might not, but if you're going to knock them out, it's going to take one heck of a punch to get them out of the playoffs, because they're going to be prepared, player-wise, coach-wise, up and down that lineup. They're not going to beat themselves. You're going to have to go out and beat them. And, of course, it's happened multiple times. But if you just set with them plenty, give them some patience, they're going to win their share. That's for sure. They're a great, great organization. And they will give the Warriors a hard time in the playoffs.
They will. And yeah, you said the key word. They are a great organization, from the owner, down through the chain, down to Popovich. And he is a remarkable basketball mind.
Yeah, that's true. And, Golden State's not really there yet. They're there last year and then this year. But as an organization and all that, they're not where the Spurs are. Now, if we're still talking about Golden State 3, 4, 5 years from now, then we'd say, yeah, they are. But they're not there yet, and I think that's where they'd like to get.
Absolutely. Hey, Chris, do you think this is reaching way out there. If you had to throw out odds of the Warriors winning again, what would that be? Just randomly throw something out.
Well, I think they got to be odds-on favorites at this point. I think they got to be about $1.50 favorite over the rest of the league. Yeah. I think they're that good.
Right.
And I don't have any numbers at my fingertips right now.
Sure.
But that's what I would think.
Yeah. I don't see
any favorite over the whole league.
Yeah, I don't see anybody in the East. Now, of course, Cleveland's got a good club, and I'm not saying, and there's some other good clubs, but the West is so much more dominant to me than the East. I mean, some clubs we haven't even talked about. Oklahoma City. There's another excellent club that can beat anybody. With Durant and Westbrook and the rest of that club. So the West is loaded. I would hate to be in the West.
That's the one thing that Golden State has going against them. They're going to have to probably beat, probably the Clippers, who...
Right.
That's no easy feat. The Clippers, they're still a pretty good team. Don't worry. They're going to probably have to beat the Clippers and either the Spurs or Oklahoma City. So that's two pretty tough series they're going to have to get through just to get to the championship. And I think they get through those.
Right.
But still, got to take a little bit of wear and tear on you to get through those two. And listen, you face Cleveland. They still got LeBron James. They ain't that bad.
No.
They're going to be pretty tough to beat, too.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think LeBron's he's kind of having a quiet year this year. He's not on the forefront. It's the Warriors and Curry and those kind. But, he's having a good solid, he's having a good year, but his numbers are not what they have been in the past. That doesn't mean his ability to play and dominate are any less. It's just, his stats are not as dominating this year.
Well, they look like they're playing a little bit better since Lou took over as coach.
Right.
I didn't like the way David Blatt was fired. I thought he kind of got screwed a little bit. But, that Lou has had a reputation of being a very smart young kid. And, I'd say so far so good. The team looks like they're playing a little bit better under him. And, you know, I'm just looking at the record right now. I mean, they're 41-15.
Right.
They're playing 732 basketball. That's really good.
It is.
You know, we just kind of, we've kind of overlooked it because of the Warriors and a little bit, I guess, because of the Spurs, too. But mostly because of the Warriors.
Right.
Yeah, but they're a really good team. And the thing about Cleveland, they'll probably get through the East without that much trouble. So that could make a big difference, too, come the championship series.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Hey, Chris, you got any picks before we let you go? Anything out there got your interest? And want to remind everybody, let you tell everybody about what you have coming up, the exciting news about a book coming our way soon. So just fill us in on what's going on in Chris's world.
Well, first of all, let me give you my guy's picks for tonight. Okay.
Good deal.
He's okay in the NBA, but he's not great. But he's pretty good. He's got one NBA play tonight, the Jazz +3.
Jazz
plus
three.
And at the colleges, he's been tearing it up. Texas Arlington +6.5. DePaul -4.5. West Carolina -1. So those are his four plays for tonight. So like I said, my guy, okay in the NBA, pretty good dynamite in the college. So,
you know, it's tough for anybody to be real good on the NBA. Those lines are so close, and you never know from night to night. So, all right, Chris, tell us one more time about the book. When can we look for the book? When can we go hunt Chris's book?
I'm hoping to get it out by Christmas. These things take a long time to get going.
If Ronnie and I wrote it, it wouldn't take long.
Listen, I'll send you guys a box of crayons, and you can go from there.
All right, there you go.
Anyway, so I told the story last week. That was a pretty good one, and then I sent you guys actually a copy of it, too.
Yeah,
but I got about six more chapters I got to rewrite, so I'm about two-thirds of the way through. I hope to be done in about a week, and that way I'll get it back to the girl who's helping me, and she'll start shopping around to some publishers. But I'm shooting for Christmas. That would be great. It's stories about my life growing, you know, not so much about me, but just gambling stories related to me and some Las Vegas stories related to me. So, you know, and it's pretty fun. Some of them, you know, believe me, I tell you, I'm not bragging at all. A lot of them are guys. It's the foil, you know, the whole thing. So, but
hey, the George Gervin,
they're funny now. Once you,
yeah. The George Gervin story cracked me up, I'll tell you.
Well, I mean, you got a 17-year-old kid driving around with George Gervin's car. I mean, that's pretty wild. But when you're in the middle of it, you know what I mean? You don't think about it. And then here I am 4 years later thinking, boy, that was nuts.
Absolutely. What a story. What a story.
Hey, Chris, have a great weekend, man, and we appreciate these picks. I know I'm going to be playing some of them for entertainment purposes only.
Of course.
But
I'll be rooting for you, friend.
There you go. Thanks, Chris. Can we count on you again next week?
Sounds great, fellas. All right. I can't wait.
Thanks, Chris.
Have
See
a
you,
great. Chris you Andrews, Chris the one and only.
From Reno, Nevada.
Reno, out where I'd like to be right now.
That's got that right. Wonder than it is here.
4J has to play this whole song. Let's go to a break, and we'll be back with more Sports Talk Live. 95.5 Corner.
Hey, guys. Let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Got car trouble? You need Joe Hudson at Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service is a full-service maintenance and repair center with high-quality, guaranteed service you can trust at a fair price. Foreign or domestic, car, truck, SUV, or fleet, Hansville Auto Service has you covered. Got a Wallace State ID? Get 10% off parts and labor and special discounts on oil changes. Make sure you're ready for winter with the winter specials. Antifreeze testing, battery and alternator testing, battery check engine light testing, exterior light and fluids check. Wednesdays are your days for specials on oil changes. Mention the promo code RADIO and get a free 27-point inspection with any synthetic blend or synthetic oil change. Promo code RADIO. For more information and coupons, visit HASVC.com. HASVC.com. Hansville Auto Service, family-owned and operated. Ask about the former Coleman Far End car building that Joe has for rent. Hansville Auto Service, 352-AUTO. 352-AUTO. Are you paying too much for your auto insurance? Do your rates just keep going up? How long's it been since you got a new auto quote? I'm Tommy Warhurst, your independent insurance agent at Premier Insurance Agency. As your independent agent, I work for you, not the company. I shop America's top providers to get you the best price. If I can't get you better coverage at a better price, I'll buy your lunch. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your independent insurance agent at Premier Insurance Agency on the corner of Graham and Main in Coleman. 297-2280. 297-2280. Here in Coleman, there's at least two things I know we enjoy: eating and helping others. And now we get to do both. I'm Tommy Warhurst from the Coleman Lions Club. Our annual Fish and Ham Dinner is coming up Saturday, March 5th. Here's your chance to enjoy a great meal and help local charities at the same time. Eat in, carry out, or take advantage of our drive-thru service. Great food at a great price for great causes. Get your tickets now from any Coleman Lions Club member. For more information, call 735-6413. The Coleman Lions Club Fish and Ham Dinner, Saturday, March 5th at the Coleman Middle School Cafeteria. Sponsored by the Coleman Lions Club. We serve.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. State Bureau of Investigation looking into a deadly officer-involved shooting in Montgomery. A man's being investigated as a suspicious person was shot and killed during an altercation with an officer on McKelvey Street today. The officer placed on routine administrative leave while the name of the man killed hasn't been released. A Bessemer attorney suing five U.S. Supreme Court justices who voted last year to legalize gay marriage nationwide. AL.com reports Austin Burdick filed the suit in Birmingham. He says the justices violated the Fifth Amendment, a breach of contract and breach of their fiduciary duty. He's seeking more than $6 billion in damages, including compensation for alleged mental anguish. An arrest made after a security breach at Jacksonville State University. A juvenile violated the security of the school's web servers. The suspect to be tried as a juvenile. Officials say no financial information or social security numbers were stolen. However, student identification may have been accessed. I'm Angie Norfell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. New video released by the Athens Police Department shows the tasing of an unruly hospital patient. Police were called in to help personnel who say Randy Nelson became violent during a medical exam. Video shows the officers talking with Nelson's mother, saying they're going to have to tase him, and she agrees.
Tase him? I don't want to, but I'm going to have to, okay?
Okay.
There's no other way of doing this.
Okay.
The family says Nelson had a history of mental problems. He died after being tased. Athens Police Department asking the ABI to investigate. A Shelby County jury indicts a second person in connection with the death of a man whose burned body was found in Leeds last year. Corey Zito, along with his cousin Candy Zito, faced murder charges in the death of 20-year-old Anthony Gibson. His burned body discovered on a roadway. A convicted murderer and his sister charged with felony dogfighting. Bobby Fuller and Tanya Jones accused of holding dogfights in the backyard of their Montgomery home. Cops say Fuller was on parole at the time of his arrest for murder and rape. Humane Society taking care of 10 dogs on the property. I'm Angie Norvell. This is ARN. In sports, AL.com reports former Alabama running back Trent Richardson's expected to sign a free agent deal with the Baltimore Ravens at all pins a physical. Now, Richardson was out of football last season after the Cleveland Browns selected him in the 2012 draft as the number 3 pick. In men's NCAA basketball action tonight, UAB takes on Marshall, 7 p.m. tip-off. At 7:05, South Alabama tips off against UL Monroe, and Troy takes on Louisville at 7:30. In NBA action tonight, a light schedule, just 6 games being played. Top overall seed Golden State plays the second half of back-to-back games with a contest in Orlando. San Antonio Spurs face the Jazz in Salt Lake City. Houston and Portland to face the Blazers. Oklahoma plays New Orleans, and the Celtics are home to the Bucks. And Brooklyn's in Phoenix. Major League Baseball implementing a new slide rule for breaking up potential double plays. Runners will now be called for interference unless they slide within reach of the base without changing their pathway for the purpose of taking out the fielder. Angie Norfell, ARN Sports.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio,
from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Cullman.
Back with you, 5:02 on a Thursday afternoon. Ronnie and I are going to venture over to the next county over. We're in the Blount County now. We're going to talk with Richard Davies with the Outdoor Expo Gun and Knife and RV Show. Hey, Richard, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
How is life in Blount County today?
Life is actually wonderful over here. We've had some sunshine today, and thank the goodness that we see this big light in the sky, and we're glad to have all the rain gone.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Hey, tell us a little bit. Just get us informed on what's going on with your outdoor show, what people can look for and look forward to this weekend.
We're going to have a lot of excitement over in Aniana at the Ag Center. We've got the several RVs coming in. We've got guns. We've got knives. We're actually going to have the Christian Knife Makers making knives in the building, and when they get through making the knives, they're going to sell the knives, and all the money raised will go to the veterans. So that's one good thing. We've got the National Guard coming in with the climbing wall for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Bama Carries coming in with a BB gun range for the kids. So it's going to be an all-family all day Saturday, and then into 4 o'clock Sunday, total family event.
Hey, sounds great. And, Richard, I noticed on the little bulletin that we're looking at here, it says buy, sell, and trade. So what exactly is being bought, sold, or traded there?
Well, you can buy guns and knives. You can sell them, or you can come in and trade them with the dealers that are there.
Good deal.
Very similar to the shows they have in Birmingham surrounding areas where they buy, sell, and trade knives, guns. Hall's RV is going to be there with a beautiful array of RVs. Then we've got a live band coming in Saturday afternoon, a very up-and-rising band called Who Shot Lizzie. They're going to perform live starting at 2 o'clock. Very nice, very family-oriented. It's a little bit better than just a gun show because we've got so many activities going on.
Hey, Richard, this is Ronnie. I got a couple of questions. One is, have you guys been doing this for several years, or is this your first year to do this this expo?
This is our first year, and surprise, several months ago when I started doing this, I was begging people to come in. Now people are begging me to come in.
Wonderful.
So it's been a complete turnaround.
Great. Hey, let me ask you this, Richard. If someone comes over and wants to purchase a gun, what kind of documentation do they need to have on their person?
They need to have a valid driver's license and no criminal record, and they can buy whatever they want. That's we're still in America. We have a Second Amendment, and that's what we're allowed to do.
Right. Now, can they purchase a gun and take it with them that day, or is there a waiting period, or how does that work?
Actually, we have the place where they can get their background check right there. They can actually take the gun home with them.
Okay.
Unless there is a glitch, and doubtfully there is, or they wouldn't be there buying the gun. Ooh. So we have boosted the Wi-Fi so the dealers have no problems on getting through and getting the background checks handled right there on the spot.
Okay. Is there a charge to do the background check?
No, sir. The dealers are including that in the when you purchase the gun. Of course, they have to pay, but there again, they figure that in when they price the gun to you.
Okay. Are there all types of guns? Whether it be a hunting, a rifle, shotguns, pistols, handguns.
The whole array. We've got everything there you can imagine. We've got shotguns, rifles, pistols. We've got black guns. We have ammunition for all the above. And actually, if someone wants to just try out that's never had a gun, Jared's Tactical is coming from Southside, and they're setting up a tactical simulator.
Oh, cool.
And you'll be able to actually walk through and take care of the bad guys as you go
through.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like fun.
That would be fun in itself.
Hey, you know, the good thing about this, too, I bet this is one place you don't have to worry about some crazy gunman coming into.
That's exactly right.
Well, you know, the only place any bad things happen is a gun-free zone, and definitely not a gun-free zone.
That's it.
That's exactly right.
We've got full security as well.
Yeah.
We've got the local officers as well as a private security person coming in, so that's totally covered.
Great. And you said it's going to be at the Ag Center?
At the Ag Center, which is right down on New Street in Aniana. Actually, it's hard to miss. It's the tallest building in the city. It's right off of 231. If you come in 75 down to 231 west or south, you'll be able to see it on your right from your direction. Very easy to find, and anybody in town will be happy to help any folks find out where it's at. Okay. Or you can go on the website or the Facebook page and download the map and get there in a big hurry.
Right. Richard, I may have missed this. Is there what was the admission to get into the show?
You didn't miss it. I just hadn't brought it up yet.
Okay.
It is only $5.
$5.
Only $5. The parking is free. Boy Scouts in uniform get into the whole apparatus free. And like I said, there's going to be plenty of activities. And as I said, the knife makers, this is something unique because we're actually going to forge a knife, and they're actually going to make and form the knife right there in the building. So any Boy Scouts or anyone is interested in knife making is going to get a hands-on type show right there at the show.
One more question, Richard, and we'll let you go.
Yes,
for old fat boys like me, is there going to be any food there, or do you need to eat before you come?
Hey, let me tell you what, we've got food vendors there. You can have barbecue and nachos and hamburgers and hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, before you leave, you may add a few pounds.
There you go.
You have to be prepared to jog.
I always have to check about the food before I go anywhere.
Oh, we're going to have that. We're even having a lady that makes some of the best bagels in the world going to be there. So,
wow.
And a special iced tea fella is going to be in. I think we've actually covered on the food part.
That's great. It sounds like you've got it extremely well organized. Anybody who's an outdoors person, there's something there for you and something there for your kids. Just a great way to spend a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon, you know, with your family. And, again, as you said, all the proceeds go to a great charity cause.
They really do. And I tell you what, if you don't make it to this show, you're going to turn right around and say, gee, I wish I had gone.
Absolutely.
But you guys come on down. We're glad to have you there.
All right.
Well, thanks, Richard. We appreciate
it, sir.
Man.
Let me throw this out there.
Thank you very much.
As soon as he gets off the air with us, y'all got some tickets to give away to get in, don't you?
All right. Yeah, we do. We sure do. Hey, Richard, one more time, tell us when this is taking place.
This is going to start at 9 a.m. Saturday. It's going to go to 8 p.m. Then on Sunday it starts at 10 and it'll go to 4. So we're going to have a big day, a lot of fun, a lot of activities. And like I said, it's something that you're really going to want to come to.
Great.
Good deal. Thanks a lot, Rich. We appreciate the information. Hope you have a great turnout. And as Jay just said, we're about to give away 4 tickets, so we're going to be sending 4 people at least that way. So have a great weekend.
Hey, tell them to come by and say they got their tickets off your station. We'll welcome them in.
All right. Good deal. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
All right. Richard Davies.
There you go.
Outdoor Expo Show. Sounds like a great time, Ronnie.
Yeah. Over in Aniana, that's not a 20-minute drive, something like that.
That's easy stuff.
Absolutely.
So the lines are now clear. So
yeah.
Go and get your ticket.
Great. That's right. Great way to spend the day. If you're an outdoorsman, you know, whether it's knives, you know, a lot of people love to go and look at guns, and I do some of those things myself. So, but we do have Jason Hanlon this hour. We want to. We got 4 tickets.
Four tickets. How about we just give the number out?
Yeah.
And then the first person to call can get 2, and if you talk real nice, you got a reason to get 4, we might give you 4.
There you go.
You may have to answer a question.
That's right.
The number, 737. It's been so long since I give it out. What is it?
What about that?
Jay, what's the number?
9505.
I was about to give out my fax number at the office, is what I was about to give out.
He wasn't staring at the TV screen there, was he, Ronnie?
It's black.
It's black. Yeah, I will give that out to Windows XP Professional.
Hey, man, black screens matter. Come on, man.
All right, if you want two, maybe four tickets to the Outdoor Expo show over in Oneonta this weekend, just give us a call, 737-9505, the number, and we'll hook you up with tickets.
Right. We'll give him a minute to call. We'll let y'all have a quick break real quick.
Thanks to
like Tommy.
And Tommy Warhurst is the cat that brought those by, so thanks to Tommy.
You need Joe Hudson at Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service is a full-service maintenance and repair center with high-quality, guaranteed service you can trust at a fair price. Foreign or domestic, car, truck, SUV, or fleet, Hansville Auto Service has you covered. Got a Wallace State ID? Get 10% off parts and labor and special discounts on oil changes. Make sure you're ready for winter with the winter specials. Antifreeze testing, battery and alternator testing, battery check engine light testing, exterior light and fluids check. Wednesdays are your days for specials on oil changes. Mention the promo code RADIO and get a free 27-point inspection with any synthetic blend or synthetic oil change. Promo code RADIO. For more information and coupons, visit HASVC.com. HASVC.com. Hansville Auto Service, family owned and operated. Ask about the former Coleman Far End car building that Joe has for rent. Hansville Auto Service, 352-AUTO. 352-AUTO. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Are you paying too much for your auto insurance? Do your rates just keep going up? How long's it been since you got a new auto quote? I'm Tommy Warhurst, your independent insurance agent at Premier Insurance Agency. As your independent agent, I work for you, not the company. I shop America's top providers to get you the best price. If I can't get you better coverage at a better price, I'll buy your lunch. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your independent insurance agent at Premier Insurance Agency on the corner of Graham and Main in Coleman. 297-2280. 297-2280.
All right, back with you, Sports Talk Live. We have been to Reno, Nevada today.
That's right.
We've been to Oneonta, Alabama today. Where are we going now? Running Birmingham?
I think this is when y'all duet or something.
Yeah, we're going to go to Birmingham in just a minute. Hey, if you're still wanting to catch a little high school athletics, basketball, you won't catch that right today, but if you want to catch a little baseball or softball around the Coleman area, they've got some games going on. I'll give them to you quickly. Cold Springs at Carbon Hill, if you want to drive to Carbon Hill. I don't think you will. Coleman plays Thompson at Pelham. Fairview is at ARAB, and that's baseball. Softball, there's James Clements at Coleman. James Clements is out of Huntsville. And West Point is at Good Hope. If by some chance you want to see some soccer, Brewer is playing at Coleman. That's girls. Coleman is playing at Brewer. That's the boys. ARAB at Fairview. St. Bernard at New Hope. So those are, that's what's going on locally, Jason, today. If some folks want to see a little bit of sports around in the Cumberland County area.
Good deal. It'd be a little coolish out to watch softball or baseball.
Yeah,
today.
Well, you better bundle up.
And I bet
put
I
your blankets.
Say 80% of the people out there watching today are parents.
Oh, you know, don't you know? That is no doubt whatsoever. Hey, Jason, Rex is going to be calling us at 5:30, and we'll talk a little fishing then. But in the meantime, we know this is the time of the year, high school basketball, you know, all the county tournaments are over and area tournaments are over, and now we've finished up the regionals at the four locations in the state. Wallace certainly hosts one every year. Wallace just does a remarkable job in hosting that. It's so well organized with Paul Bailey and his staff there at the Coliseum. They do a wonderful job. Many times, if you want to go down and watch a game, you better get there early. They're going to sell it out.
Oh, yeah.
It always, the attendance at Wallace is always the best of all the four locations across the state. So you get to, if you happen to got to go, you saw some really good basketball at Wallace. But I believe Tommy said a while ago, that all the regional play is now over. So we're on to the Final Four, in Birmingham. That starts next, I believe that's next Monday, is when they will start. So, and it will run, you know, Monday through Saturday. In the state tournament's a little bit longer this year, and the reason for that, Jason, is, you know, we used to have six classifications, but now the Athletics Association created another classification, so we have seven. So it's 1 through 7A now. Seven being your largest schools, you know, in the state.
Where is that going to stop, Ronnie? When I was in school, there was four classifications.
Four, that's right.
And it was much tougher to get. I'm not taking anything away from it. It was much tougher to get there.
Well, it's pretty obvious. Yeah. You know, if you're carrying four teams from each classification, you know, you're going to have boys and girls together. So you've got a total of 56 teams, boys and girls, that's making it to, you know, to the state tournament. Whereas when there was four classifications, you know, not near as many teams made it. And if you were a, you know, you might be at a, you know, at a smaller 2A school, and you're playing against a school that's going, you know, double your enrollment. It was much more difficult when it's just four classifications. But we understand.
At that time, they took eight to the actual tournament, right?
That's right.
And then, of course, Final Four is Final Four still.
Yeah, so. Yeah, absolutely. So,
A lot more teams now.
And we know that's all well and good. It's wonderful. It gives kids more exposure. Good for the school. Good for the parents. All that kind of stuff. But we also know it has something to do with dollars and cents.
Oh, yeah.
Because the more teams you have participating, the more money that's flowing into the Athletic Association and, you know, the Birmingham Tip-Off Club. So,
no doubt about that.
There it is.
Hey, guys, I'm going to be the black screen for a moment and tell you that Kelly from Eva's on the line.
All right. Kelly, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Hey.
I know what you're calling about.
Yes, the tickets.
The tickets.
Wonderful.
All right, you get these tickets, will you go?
Yes.
Okay.
She's going to sell them on the black market.
Knowing her, she might. I know her.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. All right.
You never know.
And will you be buying any weapons? Now, this lady killed the biggest deer that I've seen this season.
You're kidding me.
Probably in the last several seasons.
Really?
Let me check my FCC book of what we're allowed to ask. Will you be buying any weapons?
No, we already covered that, Joe. We're way too late on that. Kelly, tell them about the deer, and then I'll let you get off.
It was a Maine 9 with two kickers, so it was 11 points that weighed 185 pounds.
All right. Now, we understand the 185 pound, but the Maine 9 and kickers and all that stuff, what does that mean?
It had nine Maine horns, and then off of those were two little ones.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
I'm telling you.
That is a monster.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice one. All right, Kelly, I guess since you killed that one, we'll give you the four tickets. So we'll put your name on them, and they are yours.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
There you go.
Tickets are gone now, and they will be in good use.
Pretty obvious what she's going to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No doubt about it.
I wouldn't mess with her. When she started rattling that off, I thought,
May 9,
May
2, kicker, 4, kicker, 3, Z.
I thought that was a football player. So. Congratulations, four freebies. So,
All right, now back to the basketball.
Yeah, yeah, and I may can get through this before Rex calls. If I don't, we'll pick it up after he gets finished. But, you know, what we were talking about, Jason, there is we're now into seven classifications in high school athletics in the state of Alabama. And you're right, when you and I were in school, early 80s, it was four, and then it goes to six, and now we've gone to seven. And again, that's all. It's great, and it's wonderful, and it's great exposure for the school and the kids, you know, from the cheerleaders and pep bands and everything. It's just an exciting time for high school. However, we also know that it is there's money tied to it as well. Yeah. You know, more teams that get to go, more money into the in the high school athletic association. I'll try to go through these, and I happen to pull these off the internet, Jason. So I'll pull these as quick as I can and give you the teams that are in the Final Four in each division, okay, if I can. Now, all of them are not going to be uploaded yet, so I may not be able to give them all to you. In 1A girls, it will be Decatur Heritage and Linden. That'll be the semifinal game. And then Spring Garden against Keith. That is 1A girls, okay? Decatur Heritage is just where it is. It's in Decatur.
Linden, we done a lot of work in Linden.
Where is Linden?
Down around Selma, down below Selma.
Okay, I didn't know where it was. So, okay, 2A girls. This one was a surprise. Tanner will be playing against Sampson, and Ider will be playing against RC Hatch. Tanner and Cold Springs were in the same area together, and it does not surprise me that Tanner will be in the Final Four. Sampson has been there several times before. I don't remember Ider being there in a long while. Ider is up in DeKalb County, up in the corner of the state, up above Fort Payne, up on top of Sand Mountain. And then R.C. Hatch is at Uniontown. So that is 2A girls. 3A girls will not come as a surprise for some of these teams if you keep up with basketball at all. Lauderdale County, they are there. Oh, and when I say basically every year, that is not a stretch. No. Lauderdale County is there basically every year in the Final Four. So, and Tommy mentioned it a while ago. They have three players on their team. They're triplets. I've been watching them play. I think they've been playing on the varsity since they were in about the seventh grade, eighth grade. All of them little cotton-headed, blonde-headed girls. And Tommy's, I believe Tommy said they have all three signed with UNA. So what a package deal right there that you get, you know, three players. But Lauderdale County, again, over in Rogersville, they will be playing Barber County. Barber County is at Clanton. If you ever go down 65 and you see the big peach, you're at Clanton. Brindley Mountain, right here close to us, between Arab and Gunnersville, before you drop off the mountain, you turn left. They are also in the semifinals. And Montgomery Academy, which is naturally in Montgomery, and is a private school, you know, a private school. Most time when they say academy, that's what it's going to be. Class 4A girls, we have Deschler. They're over in Tuscumbia against UMS Wright, which is in Mobile. And then Locust Fork, which is over in Blount County, not too far from here. They will be playing Sipsey Valley. So that is 4A girls. 5A girls will be Winona. They've been there several years. Yeah. They've won it a lot recently. They're back again. They are in Birmingham. They will be playing Charles Henderson, which is in Troy. Anniston High School, which is in Anniston, will be playing Central of Tuscaloosa. That is 5A girls. 6A girls will be Hartsel, which is just right up the road from us here. They will be playing LaFleur, and that's in Mobile. And Huffman out of Birmingham will be playing Homewood. So that is 6A girls. I'll try to get 7A girls in, and I think we've got – that may be Rex. I don't know. But 7A girls, this is the largest classification in the state. It'll be Hazel Green, which is just north of Birmingham, against McGill Tulin, which is also in Mobile. And then we have Buckhorn, which is in Newmarket, which is, you know, the Huntsville area. And they will be playing Jeff Davis. Jeff Davis is out of Montgomery. So those are the girls. That's the girls' brackets for the state tournament starting next Monday. in the BJCC at Birmingham.
You say it's gonna run longer. So when will the state tournament wrap up?
It will start on Monday and it will run through Saturday.
Okay, starting a day earlier.
That's exactly right. So.
All right. Make some plans to catch all the round ball you can possibly want to watch.
That's exactly right. And that is just the girls that we've gone through. Rex has sent me a picture. He has caught a monster. I don't know if he's on the lake. Is he on the phone? Oh, he is. Okay. All right, Rex is going to be joining us here. He just sent me a picture that he's holding a monster up right here.
Wonder if he's bringing the fish with him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I hope he's got some.
That is not today. If it is, it's somewhere
else.
That's
right. Yeah, because that's got blue sky back there, doesn't it? If this is today and he's got it, I hope he's got a pot of hot grease.
That would have been around lunchtime.
we're gonna have a fish fry right here in a few minutes. So,
all right. The music's playing. I guess it's breaking time, so
we all get a short chance break to check our breath before Rex gets here.
Right.
Sports Talk Live 95.5. Trying to stay warm. We'll be right back.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Got car trouble? You need Joe Hudson at Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service is a full-service maintenance and repair center with high-quality, guaranteed service you can trust at a fair price. Foreign or domestic, car, truck, SUV, or fleet, Hansville Auto Service has you covered. Got a Wallace State ID? Get 10% off parts and labor and special discounts on oil changes. Make sure you're ready for winter with the winter specials. Antifreeze testing, battery and alternator testing, battery check engine light testing, exterior light and fluids check. Wednesdays are your days for specials on oil changes. Mention the promo code RADIO and get a free 27-point inspection with any synthetic blend or synthetic oil change. Promo code RADIO. For more information and coupons, visit HASVC.com. HASVC.com. Hansville Auto Service, family owned and operated. Ask about the former Coleman Far End car building that Joe has for rent. Hansville Auto Service, 352-AUTO. 352-AUTO. Are you paying too much for your auto insurance? Do your rates just keep going up? How long's it been since you got a new auto quote? I'm Tommy Warhurst, your independent insurance agent at Premier Insurance Agency. As your independent agent, I work for you, not the company. I shop America's top providers to get you the best price. If I can't get you better coverage at a better price, I'll buy your lunch. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your independent insurance agent at Premier Insurance Agency on the corner of Graham and Main in Coleman. 297-2280. 297-2280.
Okay, Ronnie, let's hear it.
I hear you, man. Yeah, that's Jason. He's not in a mic now. he got off the hook with that.
I can tell you how bad my memory is. Did I already play this one today? I can't remember.
I don't know whether you did or not. So, hey, welcome back to Sports Talk Live here on 95.5. And I got our good old fishing buddy that's been able to
He even got him a new phone. Maybe I'll check out how clear his phone is today.
Exactly. So, Rex came by and joined us here today instead of calling in. We're glad of that. Good to see you, Rex. Understand you had a nice day today out on... Do we need to call the lake, or we need to keep that?
Oh, everybody knows Smith Lake's what's going on right now.
Rex sent me a picture from Smith Lake, and he had a nice one right there. And he's been on Smith Lake. Rex, great day to be on the water, I guess.
Well, for two hours for me.
It was for you anyway. So, and you weren't just there to pleasure fish either today. So why were you on Smith today?
The Alabama Bass Trail's in town. Have close to 150, 200 boats for the North Division Alabama Bass Trail this week on Smith Lake, so it's going
to
be a good one.
That's a big tournament, 150 to 200 boats. Is that out of the park?
That's out of the dam.
Out of the dam, They
go out of Jasper.
Okay.
Jasper hosts it, the Alabama Bass Trail, and it's, you know, we were last week, while I wasn't here, we were on the South Division of the Alabama Bass Trail.
And you were fishing where last week?
That was down on Lake Martin, out of Phoenix City,
Pell City?
Not Pell City. Alexander City.
Alexander City.
It's a city. Alex City, yeah. And they treated us right. The anglers loved it there. And fishing both divisions, gets a little hectic.
Right.
Because we have five tournaments in each division. And we've got five in the north, five in the south in the championship. But it's worth it. Yeah. Have a great time.
Right. And that is, we were talking a little bit before you came on. That is a partner tournament, you and a fishing partner.
It is a team trail.
You're a buddy fisher.
Sure is. You know, where the majority of your bigger tournaments are like a pro-am, but this is a team trail. You fish with the same partner. Of course, and I fish with a different partner in the north and a different partner in the south.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Which also gets a little hectic, but, you know, neither one of them I could put up with for 10 times, so it works out pretty good.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with you now.
There you go.
It's them. That's right. Well, hey, talking about fishing those tournaments, Rex, what is the can anybody get into those tournaments, or do you have to fish that trail?
It is open to everyone except for touring pros.
Okay,
and you have to pay up beforehand. It's not one of these where it's coming to your town. You can get in. You have to pay your entry fees for the season.
Okay,
cutoff date for the North Division was this past weekend. So if you didn't have your entry fees paid for the North by Saturday night, you're not fishing.
This
year.
Okay.
But it is. I can't express enough how great of a trail it is. They got awesome sponsors. Miss Kay Donaldson is the coordinator for the tournament trail for the last 2 years. This is the third season.
Yeah.
And she's done, her and her whole staff done a tremendous job at getting sponsors for the anglers for the trail, and it goes off without a hitch.
Great.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and you can fish either or the north or the south, or you can fish both.
Oh, you can fish that day.
All of it if you want.
It's scheduled where you can fish both if you want to. Now, I'm not sure. I think my south partner and I may be the only ones fishing both divisions this year. Maybe one other team that's doing it. But last year I think there was like three teams that fished both divisions, but.
Okay.
You got to have a lot of time on your hands, and that's something I have now. So
exactly. Absolutely.
Go.
Rex is just recently retired after 25 years with the police department. And, again, I can't, nor Jason or anybody else can say thanks enough for what you did for 25 years, because I know you cats don't get the appreciation that you have deserved. So. We appreciate you.
Well, we're fortunate to live in a good town, too.
Absolutely.
It helps a little bit.
Absolutely. Hey, talking about the tournament, the fishing trail, and you had to have your entry fees in, you know, before the season starts. Well, can you share with us how much, if somebody's interested in getting in that, on that trail, say the next year, what the entry fees are if you happen to?
I believe it's $1,250 for the whole season.
$1,250 for the whole season.
It's actually, that's for five tournaments.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's.
I mean, you're looking at, what, $250 tournament.
Right.
$10,000 first place.
Is that always? Is that at each tournament?
Every tournament's guaranteed $10,000 first place.
Okay.
They guarantee they're going to pay 40 places. 40th place pays $500. 11th place pays $500. So
okay.
From 11 to 40th, 40. Everybody wins $500. And that's, well, I say that, but we got 40th place last week.
I was going to ask you how you did.
But we tied, so we had to split $500 between two teams. But, and that's the way it works sometimes.
Right.
But, local kid here from Coleman won on Lake Martin, Ethan Flack and his partner.
Well, cool.
And I've watched Ethan grow up since he was a toddler, yeah, fishing with his daddy, Jackie Flack, uh-huh, who is actually deployed right now.
Okay.
And so he won. He and his partner won the Martin event. I was proud of him.
Great. Do you remember what the winning?
They had like 1666. So it was actually an off day for Martin. We caught 41 or 42 fish.
But you, the thing you about and your
Martin,
partner,
right? But the thing about Martin is they're all the same size. If you get on a spotted bass bite, and that's what we were on. We couldn't find any largemouth. We were on a spotted bass bite. So
yeah.
We got out on one point, and it was just every cast. I mean, it's fun, but it didn't win you any money.
Yeah.
And so it was we caught a lot of fish, had a little over, like I said, under 11 pounds, like 10 and a half pounds. So it's
– right.
Yeah, we were lucky just to squeak out a check. But the thing about the Bass Trail is it's a marathon, not a sprint, because you get points. Goes toward the championship.
Okay.
Plus it pays $5,000 to the team of the year, you know, whoever's got most points both divisions combined, whoever's got the most points wins an Angler of the Year or Team of the Year award of $5,000. Oh, so.
Okay, when does this event start?
It's Saturday.
The whole season.
Oh, the whole season. Well, this is the first tournament for the North Division this week. Yeah.
Okay.
Smith Lake kicks off the season for the North Division. Lake Martin kicked off the season for the South Division.
I see. Okay. But if you hadn't gotten in by now,
you can't get in them.
And where's the next event?
The North goes to Gunnersville.
Okay.
After Smith, we'll go to Gunnersville next month. And the South will go to Lay Lake.
Okay. And you said these are one day events.
Saturday events. They're keyed up for the weekend angler. Of course, you know, you got some that they're able to go and practice all week long, but the majority of them take off work on Thursday and Friday, right, go get in a couple of days practice and fish the tournament on Saturday.
And everybody, what time do you know, they fire you guys off?
Blast off for the Smith tournament from Smith Lake Dam was at 6:30 a.m. So I think it's daylight about 6 now, but okay. They'll get through some things, and 6:30, weigh-in starts at 2:30. There's usually a pretty good crowd at our weigh-in.
I was going to ask it.
Be at Smith Lake Dam for a good weigh-in. The anglers like to have a crowd there. It's a totally professional setup.
Right.
They got the weigh-in stage. It's nice. It is nice. It really is.
Absolutely. And that is this Saturday.
Smith Lake Dam.
At Smith Lake at the dam. So a few times I'd gone and, you know, when they used to have the big Anderson tournament and just watch those cats blast off. I mean, that's pretty cool in itself.
One of the coolest things I remember as a kid is fishing my very first Anderson tournament and going under Big Bridge.
Yes.
Running 70 mile an hour. And there was 1,000 people lined the bridge.
Yeah.
Just watching all the boats. Because back then it's a no wake zone now, but it wasn't then.
Exactly.
So, but just as fast as you could go. But hey, 742 boats at one time, I think, in 87 or something like that when it first started.
That is huge.
That was what got me hooked on tournament fishing. It really was. You could put 500, 600, 700 boats in one pocket and tell them to go.
Yeah. Then you just hang on. Just white knuckle it.
And then fish all night long. And then you get there at 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then you don't leave till sometimes 10-11 o'clock that next morning.
Wow.
So that it made for a long
that
night.
That is a long
night. I don't know if I
can
do that anymore now. But hey, I wouldn't mind doing it at least one more time.
Yeah.
I miss those tournaments.
Absolutely. Hey, and I'm certainly not going to ask you, Smith will be off limits just because of what's going on. The term
kitchen
that you got going
sink.
On.
Kitchen sink. That's serious. It don't matter. The fish are biting so good on Smith Lake right now. Smith Lake is the premier fishery in the Southeast right now. There's no doubt in my mind on that.
And you could pinpoint, what would you pinpoint? Well, or can you?
As always, the blueback herrings change the lake. And the spotted bass are fat. They're footballs. You catch a 14, 15-inch spot and it weighs 2 pounds.
Yeah.
You can't do that anywhere else.
Right.
But if anybody's not catching a lot of 2-pounders, you're catching a lot of 3s and 4s now. And this tournament's going to have some heavy weights. For Smith, if the weather don't change and it's not supposed to, if it's like today, the largemouth are biting, the big spots are biting.
What's it going to take to win it?
It's going to take 20 and a half. Yeah, 20 and a half pounds.
That's five fish limit.
I see 22 from the fish I caught today because I caught some largemouth.
Uh-huh.
you know, I don't largemouth fish a lot on Smith.
Right.
If they bite, it'll take 22 pounds.
And that's a five fish limit.
That's five fish, and that for you know used to take 9 pounds.
Right. Yeah. You figure that up. That's over 4 pounds per fish.
That's right, and it's very doable right now. All the bigger tournament weights are 17 to 20, just about weekly, and you put a guy that's been on the water all week looking for some fish and fishing as a team, and hey, Alabama Bass Trail's got some of the best premier fishermen in the country.
Right.
And you know, every tournament trail needs donators. There ain't none of these.
There's none.
No. Everybody can contend every week, every just week. About. Yeah, sure does.
And that makes it fun, you know. Competition makes
it better. It is the most competitive tournament trail in the country, in my opinion. And yeah. I mean, I fished a lot of tournament trails. I've never fished one with the type of dedicated quality anglers right. like this has.
And about how many wrecks are say, in the North Division?
There's over 150.
There's
over 150 teams, and I think there's over 150. And it's about the same for the South.
Okay. So that's it's 300 boats plus, isn't it?
And a lot of good Alabama anglers. Not even Alabama. We got some out-of-state guys. Okay. We got some Mississippi, Tennessee, and Georgia guys.
How long has this trail, you said, been going on?
This is his third season. Started in 14, sure did. And yeah. It's going strong. The anglers are loyal. They love it. Yeah. Like I said, Miss Donaldson and her whole bunch, they worked hard. They got a lot of sponsors up, and national sponsors that pay a lot of money to sponsor a good trail.
Absolutely. Well, great. Hey, a couple more things, and I know you got to go. You got somewhere you got to be. We're going to leave Smith. What's going on at Gunnersville right now? Somebody's wanting to fish Gunnersville.
Gunnersville picking up. I mean, it's really getting a lot better than what it has been. They're still rolling a whole lot of water because there's a lot of rain to get rid of. Swim bait bite, rattle bait bite, backside, we call it the backside channel. Get on the backside of the main channel where it's 6, 8, 10 foot deep, and swim bait and a rattle bait mainly is catching a lot of fish.
Okay. What about Wheeler, Wilson, Pickwick over around the Florence area? Do you know?
The smallmouth bottom, Pickwick and Wilson, has started to come around, but the largemouth, what's really biting right now, the largemouth in the grass, Pickwick's changing like crazy. Pickwick's grass is probably got 400-500% more grass than it has over the past several years, and that puts the largemouth bite to going crazy.
Okay.
Lots of quality being caught.
Is that reasonably close to the dam, or is it further down
there? Once you get set past Seven Mile Island, once you go leave the dam, that's where the grass starts at, and then it's the rest of the way down all the way to Mississippi.
Okay.
It's holding a lot of fish.
I got you.
I got some trips there in the next couple of weeks, so I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah. My son lives over there, and we went over, I guess, a couple, 3 weeks ago, and boy, the water they had, you know, dam was just
rolling.
Water was just rolling through there.
Sure
so, but hey, Rex, again, I know you got to run, but if somebody wants to get in contact with you, to go spend the day fishing with you, I know you're busy and you stay booked, or pretty well booked, but, if somebody wants to try to hook up with you and you take them fishing, have a good
day. I tell you, actually, the first week of March is about the only days I have left till
first
almost October.
Really?
I got a few scattered, a few single days rolled in there.
Yeah.
But the first week of March hadn't booked yet. So other than that, hey, easiest way is find me on Facebook, Rex Chambers Fishing, or on your browser at smithlakebass.com.
That's it. So, hey, there you go, guys. Here's our local, we call him our local pro, but Rex doesn't want to, he doesn't go for that too much, but he's our local expert. If you want to go fishing, you can tell by the man's schedule is basically booked, and people are not going to go with people that can't put them on fish and show them a good day. So if you want to do some fishing with somebody around here, knows what's going on, hook up with Rex, and he'll be glad to take you.
We got the Bassmaster Southern Open next month too, so that's going to be a good deal for
Got
Smith
it.
Lake once
hey,
again.
You still got your Phoenix, or have you sold it?
No, I still got my 15.
I
can't get rid of it. I haven't tried to get rid of it.
I see.
Yeah, so because
right.
I'll be without.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Rex. Hey, man, thanks for coming by. I know you got places you got to go.
See you next week.
You got it. Thanks. Hey, stay with us. Sports Talk Live 95.5. I still remember.
Well, there's at least two things I know we enjoy: eating and helping others. And now we get to do both. I'm Tommy Warhurst from the Coleman Lions Club. Our annual Fish and Ham Dinner is coming up Saturday, March 5th. Here's your chance to enjoy a great meal and help local charities at the same time. Eat in, carry out, or take advantage of our drive-thru service. Great food at a great price for great causes. Get your tickets now from any Coleman Lions Club member. For more information, call 735-6413. The Coleman Lions Club Fish and Ham Dinner, Saturday, March 5th at the Coleman Middle School Cafeteria. Sponsored by the Coleman Lions Club. We serve. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Got car trouble? You need Joe Hudson at Hansville Auto Service. Hansville Auto Service is a full-service maintenance and repair center with high-quality, guaranteed service you can trust at a fair price. Foreign or domestic, car, truck, SUV, or fleet, Hansville Auto Service has you covered. Got a Wallace State ID? Get 10% off parts and labor and special discounts on oil changes. Make sure you're ready for winter with the winter specials. Antifreeze testing, battery and alternator testing, battery check engine light testing, exterior light, and fluids check. Wednesdays are your days for specials on oil changes. Mention the promo code RADIO and get a free 27-point inspection with any synthetic blend or synthetic oil change. Promo code RADIO. For more information and coupons, visit HASVC.com. HASVC.com. Hansville Auto Service, family-owned and operated. Ask about the former Coleman Far End car building that Joe has for rent. Hansville Auto Service, 352-AUTO. 352-AUTO.
In the ARN News Center, I mean G. Norvell, ahead of the Super Tuesday primary, candidates crisscrossing Alabama. Senator Marco Rubio to be at Samford University Saturday. Ted Cruz was to have been at that event, but is backing out. He's going to be in his home state of Texas. His polling numbers falling behind Donald Trump, who will be campaigning in Huntsville on Sunday afternoon. Democrat Hillary Clinton will hold a Get Out the Vote rally at Miles College in Birmingham on Saturday. Republicans and Democrats will award hundreds of delegates in Alabama and 10 other states on Super Tuesday. Tuscaloosa Metro homicide officials say they're working new information in the death of a retired librarian 3 years ago. 73-year-old Kate Ragsdale stabbed to death in her home in the Highlands neighborhood. Police not revealing what the new information is. Operation Spring Cleaning, an effort by the Mobile and Pritchard Police Departments, netting 21 arrests, 20 men and one woman busted in Pritchard after six homes were raided. Police also seized illegal drugs, guns, and cash. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network. A judge has set a contempt hearing for the police chief and captain in Madison, accused of violating a court order in an officer's excessive force trial. Police Chief Larry Muncy and Captain Terrell Cook are ordered to appear in court March 22nd. Officer Eric Parker was acquitted of a federal charge of using excessive force against 58-year-old Surabesh Pai Patel in February, but still faces a federal civil case and state assault charge. Judge says the court believes Muncy and Cook violated a sequestration order during the first trial. Coleman County deputies will now have chaplains riding along in their cruisers. The deputy's chaplain program has been used there before. 12 Christian ministers have volunteered for the ride-along. Some of them will go through police training to become deputized, which will allow them to carry a firearm on the job. All of the volunteer ministers are men, but officials say one female minister is signed up for training. Chilton County voters to decide on Super Tuesday on countywide alcohol sales. Right now, you can only get booze in the county's three largest cities. Next week, voters to decide whether to legalize liquor sales everywhere in the county, but not on Sundays. I'm Angie Norvell. This is ARN. In money news, a bill blocking Birmingham's controversial minimum wage increase could be sent to the governor. Republican-led state Senate committee voting to send the measure to the floor following a heated debate. Democrat opponents say cities should have the right to set their own minimum wage to lift people out of poverty, but Republicans responded that those are the very people most likely to lose their jobs if the increase is allowed to stand. Job seekers can take resumes to Homewood today. Sprouts Farmers Market is conducting interviews at the Holiday Inn there. They're looking to hire 150 people for their new location in Vestavia Hills. Applicants should dress for an interview and bring a resume. You can also apply at snagajob.com. Gulf Coast residents who want passenger train service from New Orleans to Orlando continuing to push for grant programs to help pay for it. Supporters want the federal government to use two grant programs created in last year's $325 billion long-term transportation bill to help restore passenger service along the Gulf Coast. I'm Angie Norvell. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
Snagajob.com.
What about that?
What we have to come up to come up with a domain name nowadays?
Is that a little bit of sweet Michael Jackson?
Jackson 5, yes,
Jackson
sir.
Jackson 5, absolutely. Yep. That's some old stuff there now. That's when Michael was normal. Hey, we want to thank, welcome back, Sports Talk Live 95.5. It is 5:53, closing in on 6 o'clock, and another 2 hours of Sports Talk Live here in Cullman. Special thanks to Rex for coming by, and most of the time he just calls and gives us our local fishing report, but he was able to stop by today and sit in with us. So very, very special thanks to Rex for doing so. And again, if you want to go fishing with Rex, you know, look him up on Facebook. Sounds like he's booked solid. He said he had, I think the first week of March was open and then was booked solid on until October. So that kind of tells you the quality of fisherman that Rex is. So
that's awesome.
That is exactly right. So, but before Rex got here, we were talking about the state basketball tournament that starts on Monday at the BJCC in Birmingham. We went through the brackets and told you the girls' teams that will be represented. So I want to do that. Do that for the boys' teams now in case some folks, you know, would like to know what boys' teams are playing, and they might go down and try to catch a game. So we'll do that now. Again, we have 7 classifications in the state of Alabama, 1 through 7. So 1 being your smallest schools and 7 being your largest schools. Now, and I'm just pulling this off of the Alabama High School Athletic Association website. So you can go to AHSAA. And you can look at this yourself, so this is not something that's secretive. And again, everything may not be listed on yet, okay, or uploaded. 1A boys, the only 2 teams that are listed so far are Marion County and Georgiana. Marion County is over on the west side of the state over at Guin. So that is the only, there's 4 teams in each classification, and right now there's only 2 listed on the 1A boys. 2A boys, it will be, as no surprise, Tanner, they are in the same area with Cold Springs. They are also back again. They go a lot. Their girls, we've already said, are in the girls 2A semifinals. So Tanner will be playing St. Luke Episcopal, which is in Mobile. Section High School, which is where I went to school up in Jackson County, they will be playing Lynette. Lynette used to be a 3 or 4A school, so their numbers have dropped for them to be down in Class 2A. Class 3A, the 4 teams that will be going, Madison Academy, that's out of Huntsville, they will be playing Pike County, and then New Hope, which is off of Highway 431, like you're going to Huntsville from Gunnersville, not that you may care, but and they will be playing Midfield. Midfield is in Birmingham. So again, the 4 teams in 3A, Madison Academy, Pike County, New Hope, and Midfield. In Class 4A, we have the following hopefully four teams, yes. Cordova will be playing Monroe County, and Westminster Christian will be playing Childersburg. Westminster Christian out of Huntsville, Monroe County out of Monroeville, and Cordova is from over in Walker County. Class 5A. We have Ramsey, which is in Birmingham, will play playing Faith Academy out of Mobile. J.O. Johnson out of Huntsville will be playing Sumter Central out of York. That's the first time I've heard Sumter Central before. So those are your Class 5A boys. Class 6A boys will be Muscle Shoals over in the Florence area, the Tri-Cities. Be playing against G.W. Carver out of Montgomery. Huffman from Birmingham will be playing Homewood from the Homewood, you know, from the Birmingham area. That is Class 6A boys. Class 7A boys, this is the largest classification in the state, the biggest schools. We only have two teams that are listed on the website yet, and that is Hoover High School, out of, you know, suburb of, Birmingham, and then McGill Tulin, which is out of Mobile. So once again, those are the teams, the boys teams that are listed, at this moment that will be in the Final Four in Birmingham starting next Monday at, and will run through next Saturday. I believe the games start about 9 o'clock in the morning. They have them scheduled every an hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours apart. You know, if you get a chance to go down and watch some of it, it's really good basketball. They have good halftime entertainment. You know, they'll have some little fun games. They get kids out of the stands and do sometimes, and then they even have a dunk contest during the week. They have a three-point shooting contest during the week. There's a lot of schools that have pep bands there, so it's a very, very exciting time if you like high school basketball. I think it's the cost to get in is about $10 a session. I'm not positive on that. And, of course, you know, you're going to have to pay to park as well, and that's anywhere from $5 to $8 to park. So if you get a chance next week, go down and watch a little bit of the high school basketball. It is time for Jay and myself to get out of here. It is 5:58, almost 6 o'clock.
Somebody flew the coupon us without really telling anybody, didn't they?
That's exactly right. So thanks for joining us here for a couple hours on Sports Talk Radio, Live 95. Coleman. Join us next week, next Thursday, and we will do this same thing again.
Same bad time, same bad place.
That's exactly right. Have a great weekend.
See y'all next week.
See you next week, and a big Roll Tide. And what?